morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. It's so good to see you all this morning. I have several announcements to share with you this morning. The first is to remind you that immediately following worship today, we will be having our annual spring congregational meeting. There are packets in the back next to the offering plate. If you have not picked one up yet, don't worry. I'm going to have Kristen pass them out at the end of the service. Also, after our congregational meeting in McFadden Hall, we have some cake and coffee that we would love if you have a moment to stay and enjoy some fellowship and some cake after the meeting. So please plan to attend as you are able. Deacons, we are having our monthly deacon meeting on this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I will send out a Zoom link for that meeting probably tomorrow at some point. On the back table, there are sign-up sheets for, I think the preschool is doing a fundraiser for hanging flower baskets. If you are interested in that, there is more information on the back table. Final announcement, the Glenshaw Century Club is going to be having a craft show. It's this Saturday, right? This Saturday in McFadden. If that is something you're interested in, please plan to mark your calendar. Are there any other announcements? All right, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn your glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call him. Friends, at this time I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, number 442, Just As I Am Without One Plea. Please join with me in our prayer of confession. Merciful God, in your gracious presence, we confess our sin and the sin of this world. Although Christ is among us as our peace, we are a people divided against ourselves as we cling to the values of a broken world. The profit and pleasures we pursue lay waste the land and pollute the seas. The fears and jealousies we harbor set neighbor against neighbor and nation against nation. We abuse your good gifts of imagination and freedom, of intellect and reason, and have turned them into bonds of oppression. Lord, have mercy upon us. Heal and forgive us. Set us free to serve you in the world as agents of your reconciling love. In Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let us greet one another. Morning.
I shall know. Let us pray. Holy God, as the risen Christ opened the minds of the disciples to understand the scriptures and gave them power through the Holy Spirit to walk boldly in this world, open your people today to the healing, wisdom, and faith given in your word. Author of life, we beg for peace among nations, peace throughout communities, peace within families. Guide our leaders, judges, legislatures, and teach us diplomacy. Healer of our every ill, we pray for all who are in need. Faithful God of the covenant, we thank you for answering prayers and bringing joy to your people. We especially lift up prayers of thanksgiving to Sandy and BJ for helping out with Kathy's mom's celebration of life. We also pray for those we silently name at this time. Trusting in your abundant mercy, O God, we commend into your care all for whom we pray and our lives, through Jesus Christ, your Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise and join me for the hymn of meditation, number 451, Open My Eyes That I May See.
Seated. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds with our offering. Give thanks to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
The scripture reading for today is from Luke 24, chapters 36 to 48. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I can't believe I'm about to say this, But the hardest thing for me about this pandemic is that I can't hug people. I can't shake people's hands during the passing of the peace. I can't give someone a pat on the back to express a job well done. I can't high-five a best man who remembered to put the rings in his coat pocket before the ceremony started. I know that this is a small price to pay to keep people safe, but it's hard to care for people when you can't safely touch them. This past year has really reminded me that during difficult times, we need to be able to offer signs of peace. In our scripture passage for today, the risen Jesus appears to his disciples and teaches them how to offer signs of peace during difficult times. Our passage begins with Jesus meeting, once again, confused and doubtful disciples. Disciples who witnessed Jesus die, but who are now seeing him walk in their midst. In the midst of their confusion, Jesus instructs them to share signs of peace with one another. And it is this peace of Christ, that comforts them. A couple of weeks ago on Easter, we celebrated the fact that Jesus' death makes possible for us a peace that surpasses all understanding. We feel peace because we know that our sins are forgiven and God is no longer angry with us. We believe that Jesus' death allows us to be forgiven by God. We know that we don't deserve to be forgiven, and God forgives us anyway. We call this God's grace, and we believe it is the free gift of God for the people of God. So as Jesus is talking to the disciples, he reminds them of the peace that he won for them on the cross. "Peace be with you," he tells them. But this peace that Jesus offers is not just for the 12 original disciples. It is available to anyone who calls on the name of Jesus and believe. The disciples are struggling with this a little bit. They actually can't hear what Jesus is saying because they think that Jesus is a ghost. So what does Jesus do? He again invites the disciples to touch his hands and to feel his side. Remember, the Jesus that the disciples are encountering is the post-death and post-resurrection Jesus. So it's likely that his wounds would have been visible and fresh for the disciples to see. But just in case the disciples still aren't getting it, he asks one of them to fetch a piece of fish, and he eats it in their presence, proving once and for all that he is not a ghost. And it is in this moment of eating that the disciples finally get it. This is not a ghost, this is the risen Lord. And peace washes over them. Having been reconciled to God in Jesus, the disciples are now free to share the peace of Christ with one another. So this week, I've been kind of reflecting on how can we share signs of peace with one another as we are still in the midst of, but we're transitioning to, a new phase in this pandemic. Friends, I'm not gonna lie, we're in a weird phase of this pandemic. Some of us are vaccinated. Many of us are fully vaccinated. But some of us are not. Either they're not eligible, or they're children, or they just don't want to be vaccinated. Many people are resuming activities that they did pre-pandemic, like playing on sports teams or going to get their nails done. But some people are just sick of other people telling them what to do. And I've noticed, as I've started to hang out with people again, that many, many people have lost what I'm going to call basic social skills, which is understandable, having spent a year plus isolating from friends and family. A couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call from my sister. I don't know if I told you all this, but right before the pandemic happened, my sister and my brother-in-law bought a house, and they have been itching to have family come over for a holiday dinner, but have not been able to because of the pandemic. So my sister was calling to see if I would be comfortable to come over for Easter dinner. And I was like, I have a couple questions. And my first question was, who all is going to be there? Well, you know, it'll just be me and Brian, my brother-in-law, my mom, my brother-in-law's mother, so my sister's mother-in-law, and Brian's grandparents. So I was like, oh, okay, that seems reasonable. And my sister told me Brian's grandparents, who are Grandma Lil and Grandpa Chuck, are fully vaccinated, and they actually are really looking forward to coming over for Easter dinner. So with this information, even though I was a little bit nervous because I would be coming straight from doing two church services, I agreed to go to dinner. I gotta say, dinner itself was lovely, and it was particularly lovely because I didn't have to cook or bring anything. Although, I quickly learned that I was going to be on dish drying duty for most of the afternoon. It was really great to be able to talk with people who are not in my immediate family. Grandma Lil came to the dinner decked out in an Easter top and an Easter mask that she had purchased for the occasion. Grandpa Chuck handed me a scratch-off lottery ticket with very detailed instructions on the order in which I was supposed to scratch things off so I could maximize my chances of winning. I didn't win anything, but that's not the point of this story. Towards the end of the meal, my sister's nephew and brother-in-law swung by, and we got to watch Willie open his Easter basket. Even though I was a little bit nervous about attending this dinner, even though there were some parts of it that were awkward, I'm so grateful that Emily organized this dinner for our family. I think it really helped all of us remember how it is to socialize with one another again. The point that I'm trying to make with this story is I think there are going to be interesting opportunities for all of us to share the peace with people all around us. And sometimes we're going to be invited to do things that felt really simple pre-COVID, but after COVID feel very complicated. I know when I was talking with my sister about who was going to be there, one of her main reasons for having the dinner is Grandma Lil and Grandpa Chuck are in their mid to late 80s, and they don't know how many more Easter dinners they're going to have. Also, Grandma Lil and Grandpa Chuck literally leave their house to go to the doctors and to go to the grocery store, so they were really itching to get together with the family. And even though this dinner didn't feel simple after a year of COVID isolation, I really think it's worth doing because it is one practical way that we can share the peace of Christ with one another right now. Now, hear me when I say this. I'm not saying you're going to have to do anything that makes you feel unsafe. For some people, having a small dinner with people outside of their household feels very unsafe right now. But I do think you're probably going to have to do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Friends, this last year of our lives has been so difficult in many big but also small ways. And now that we're nearing the end of it, it's time to ask anew what God is doing in our midst. And what is one small thing we can do to share the peace of Christ with others? Friends, like the early disciples, I am convinced that the world will come to know Jesus through us sharing this good news with others. And one way we do this is by building relationships with the women and the men that God puts in our lives. Sharing the peace of Christ with someone who is going through a difficult time. It is one way that we can show what difference Easter makes in our lives, our communities, and our world. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, Go to the World, number 295. I would like to invite members after the benediction to take a seat as we begin our congregational meeting. Visitors, thank you for coming, and we will see you next week. But before we all scatter, let me offer a word of blessing. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen. Amen.